The HSE in Galway has told asylum seekers who are availing of a temporary accommodation scheme for healthcare workers that they should find somewhere else to stay. This is despite repeated statements from the HSE that the scheme is not being discontinued. Some of these healthcare workers have also been told they cannot return to live in a direct provision centre while continuing to work in healthcare. Laura Fletcher reports.
There are hundreds of persons living in direct provision who are currently acting in our health services or acting in our social care services. And the HSE set up a system to accommodate them so they wouldn't be in the congregated settings of direct provision.
Speaking in the Dáil last month, Minister for Equality Roderick O'Gorman addressed concerns that asylum seekers were being told they could no longer avail of a HSE temporary accommodation scheme for healthcare workers, after this programme reported on two nursing home care assistants who had to leave their jobs as a result.
I know in a number of situations that have come to note recently, those placements have ended. I'm engaging with the HSE on what exactly happened there.
The HSE has said that the temporary accommodation scheme will continue as long as we're in a COVID-19 environment, staff meet the criteria and there is demand. However, fresh concerns have been raised about its operation, this time in Galway. Community group Shining Light is supporting asylum seekers working in nursing homes there who were recently told they should find somewhere else to stay. Here's Vusi Tibete.
They've been working very hard, but, you know, the whole situation with accommodation was very, very stressful for them.
In documents seen by RTE News, HSE Community Healthcare West informed the healthcare workers that as the scheme could cease at any stage, they should now be making arrangements for alternative accommodation. A follow-up email gave them until the end of last month to set a date for moving out. RTE understands that this impacts at least 10 asylum seekers. We spoke to three who want to remain anonymous.
Recently, that's when it all changed. You just drained. Basically, and you work these long, long hours and having to come back and not knowing where you're going to leave, I can tell you it's just too much.
Yeah, it felt like they don't need us anymore, so just leave.
It was just like mentally draining. You don't know where you're going to end up the next day. It's just stressful, I guess.
The April 30th deadline has passed. Nevertheless, HSE Community Healthcare West told RTE News that what it calls engagement on the workers' future accommodation plans will continue. But this is not provided for anywhere in the scheme's national guidance document. And local independent TD Catherine Connolly says it's not acceptable.
So I have no idea how this interpretation could be taken, particularly in a city where we have a most serious housing crisis. But it's clear that the accommodation is temporary. It's clear that the workers understand this. But the pandemic hasn't gone away, as we know.
There's confusion, too, over whether asylum seekers can currently return to live in direct provision and stay working in healthcare. RTE News has seen correspondence from the International Protection Accommodation Service, which oversees direct provision, to some of these healthcare workers telling them they can't. Roderick O'Gorman's department says that is not its position and is investigating.
I love my work very much, but I have been under so much stress. I've even thought of leaving my job and going back to the centre. I felt like I was caught between a rock and a hard place.
Last month, the healthcare workers were also moved out of accommodation with cooking facilities to single rooms without. From yesterday, they could avail of a self-catering option once again. But the healthcare workers feel their future in the HSE scheme remains uncertain, and this is impacting their well-being and their work.
It's a major aspect of my life. If it's not stable, it affects my work. I am passionate about my job, but it's just the circumstances that surround it now are making it difficult for me to cope at work.
And that was a nursing home healthcare assistant availing of the HSE temporary accommodation scheme in Galway, ending Laura Fletcher's report at